Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show. I am on speakerphone today on my phone, and I'm using an iPad. So, I mean, especially with the phone, it can be a little difficult to hear me. So if you can't hear me well, just let me know. Okay. I am going to explain a little bit about myself. Well, first of all, today we're doing card readings, and I am an intuitive psychic empath. I've always been intuitive since I was a small child, about 5 years old. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again, and I'm glad to have you all here. Please, when you call, only ask one question. Please, no medical or legal questions. And this show is for entertainment purposes only. Okay, and I'll probably spend a little bit longer on each person since right now I only have 3 callers. A little bit more about myself. I'm a psychic. Well, as you know, I'm a psychic. I'm also a witch who practices folk magic. I'm adept at healing hands, which is like Reiki. So I provide spells, readings, life coaching, healing hands, and can perform all of this long distance. Okay, and you can find me on Facebook. That's the best way to get a hold of me, under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Just click on the link in the description box for the show and send me a message on my Facebook business page. Thank you. Okay, I'm just going to jump right to it. The first call area code for the first caller is 111.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Yes, can
you
I
hear
have
me?
Your name? Yes.
Hello. Melissa, Colorado.
Hi. Okay,
hi,
your
Christine.
Name and question?
Yes, what a beautiful introduction. So that's a lot of gifts. Ma'am, I have a question. It could be a yes or no, a quick answer. I have a no friend, and we had a little bit of a misunderstanding because it was a misunderstanding, so I did say sorry a lot. And so he wrote me an email, and I don't know if he really meant that, or, like, do I hear from him later, like, apologizing second? Do you see him coming to my area? So I have 2 quick question part.
Well, I can just take one. Yeah, I have to just take one question for caller.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Did he really mean what he said? Like, will he have a change of heart in the nearby future?
Okay. So, I have 3 cards drawn, and these are new cards, so I'm just going to read a little bit from the booklet. So the first card is the Hangman, okay? And okay, so it's talking about limbo. So with this person this man that you mentioned, you're in a state of limbo with him, or he's in a state of limbo with you, I guess, more so. And it says the situation may not be able to be changed right now, and this is an opportunity for you to change. A gift is being offered, but it does come at a price. Look at things from a different point of view, even if it is a struggle, even if your ego and sense of self-preservation fight you. This may take a while. To truly see differently, you must let go of your preconceived ideas and expectations. And, okay, so let's see what the next card says. Okay. Okay, this, I'm sorry, this card was the Otter card, which was the Ace of Cups, was supposed to be the first one. And then second, it's the Hangman. And third, it's the Ten of Wands. So the Otter card, it has a picture of an otter in a body of water. It's just saying, talking about an intimate connection. And it's talking again about that it denotes a gift, an opportunity, a moment for the refreshing of the soul, the healing of the heart, the outpouring of grace, emotional renewal, and a fresh start. Okay, and then the last card, the Ten of Wands, it looks like this little boy is holding a red egg, and something impassioned about. One second. It's just telling you to live your life. Don't let life live you. Embrace the immeasurable energy for it is within you. It is not a burden thrust upon you. So all of this is just telling you that as in the moment, in the heat of the moment, he meant what he said. I feel that he, in time, is going to come around and be around again. So I wouldn't worry too much about that part because I think he's just angry right now. But I also feel that, yeah, because it keeps talking about it's an opportunity for you to refresh your mind. Gain a different perspective on things. So there's something I feel that you're missing. It's like a piece of a puzzle that you're missing. And I'm not getting told what that exact puzzle piece is that's missing, just so you can kind of see a clearer picture of what's going on. But to answer your question again, I think he's coming back around. He's just angry right now. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It helped a lot. It was really, really nice talking to you. Very, very beautiful the way you expressed it, and I know you said the truth. It was really nice talking to you, and I hope you did another show. Thank you, miss. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so next caller is 904 area code.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, can I have your name and question, please?
Tracy, and my question is, I want to know what you see in regards to money coming in for me, please.
Okay. Give me a second while I shuffle the cards.
Thank you.
Okay. Just keep splitting the deck and laying out one card, two, and three. And I'm going to draw an extra one for you just because I felt compelled. Okay. You want to know if your finances are going to improve, basically, right?
Correct.
Okay, so the first card, and I'm just intuitively reading these tarot cards. It's a new deck. I thought I would mention, too, that it's called Journey into the Hidden Realms by Barbara Moore and art by Julia Jeffrey. So the first card is the Hermit card, and it's in reverse, so I feel this card is saying that you've been trying to get out more. You've been trying to make things work financially, and it's just something about getting out there more. I'm going to try to figure out how that ties into the financial aspect, but I'm going to read the other cards. So then I got the Knight of Pentacles, and there is a man that is squatting down, like, by the earth, and then he has a pentacle, which is like a star, and he's looking at the star. So because it's in his hands, I'm feeling like this means that anything financial, anything that happens, is within, it's like within your hands. Like, you can make your finances improve. So let's see what the next one says. Life renewed. So I definitely feel like you're, like, this is telling me that your finances will improve. There's just something that you're not doing that you should be doing right now. And I'm thinking it has something to do with, like, a side hustle. Like, you have your main job and then, like, a side hustle. Something that you're talented with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I got the Eight of Swords, and there's a woman that has dark hair and feathers around her hair and a crow by her. So to me, crows are very symbolic of a symbolic death and then rebirth. So this is telling me that your old way of looking at finances and your struggles with finances are going to soon come to an end, and they will improve, but that it's all within, like, you're, but that you're the one responsible for making it happen. And the only answer I got for as far as you can make your finances increase is to do something, use your talent to make money as a side job.
Okay. That's what I'm doing right now, actually.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm sitting here using my talent for Mother's Day.
So this is just encouragement and a reflection of what you're doing. That's great. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next caller is calling from the 805 area code.
Oh, thanks, Christiane. This is Dawn in California. How are you?
I'm good. What is your question for me today?
I wanted to know if a partner will be coming into my life, a male partner, soon, or...
Okay, one second while I shuffle the card. Sorry, I have butterfingers right now. I'm trying to shuffle.
Oh.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, and 4. I'm just saying hi to my cat. Keep staring at me. Okay. So the first card I got is called Shadow Dance. And there is, I'm thinking it's probably the Wiccan god, the horn god. nothing bad. Just because it's horns doesn't mean it's bad necessarily. But in the background, he's in the front. And then in the background, in the woods, there's a man and a woman kind of like dancing. And it's very sensual. So I keep feeling like this person, if you haven't known them in this life, then you've known them in a past life, because when you meet them, you're going to already know them.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like an instant connection, and you're just going to know this person, like, right away. And so, yes, it's happening. Someone from your past or past life is going to come into your life, and you will have a romantic relationship. The next card I got was a Five of Wands, and it's in reverse. This, to me, is just telling me that spirit is with you, and they look like little fairies. So I'm going to say that you, if you're connected to anybody in spirit, I'd say it's definitely the fairy realm that you're connected to, and they're always there to support you. If you call on them, make sure that you're only allowing ones of love and light, because there are some of them that are really mischievous. But definitely call on the ones of love and light if you want for support, because they can help you meet this person more quickly, I believe. And then I got the Hierophant. And he's just saying, yes, the fairies and the spirit can help bring in this man a little quicker, but try not to rush things too much when you meet this person. Just take it easy. That's what he's just saying, just take it easy. And
yeah, definitely.
It should go well. And then I got the Ace of Swords, and I'm not quite sure what kind of a bird this is, but it has a very elegant and ethereal kind of vibe to it. So definitely that's something for you to embody, that elegance. Or I think it is something you embody, actually, the elegance and this ethereal kind of otherworldly quality that you have about you, which is like people really find very intriguing. So just definitely let that just flow naturally, and don't be afraid to be yourself when you get out there and meet new people.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Definitely. I think I do have that ethereal way about
me.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and have a great rest of the day, okay?
Thanks. You too. You take care. Hey, everyone. I believe I've gotten to everybody. Let me just double check here. Yeah, I think I have gotten to everybody. I didn't have that many callers today. But definitely check me out on the Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana page. The link is in the description box under the slideshow or my picture and for the show. You'll see a picture of me and then the link to my Facebook page. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. And I have a Wix account set up that you could check me out on there and see what I have to provide for you. Once again, I do folk magic for people. I do a form of Reiki. So, of course, I do readings, psychic readings, life coaching. And soon, at the end of this September, if things go according to plan, I will be a shamanic practitioner. So I'll be adding that to my list on the website and list of what I could do. And I really look forward to helping people to heal in a holistic sort of a spiritual way. All right, everyone. Well, you take care. The show is ending early because I have no more callers. So take care, and let's see when I'll be on. Today, Sunday I'll be on again about 6:30. All right, take care, everybody. Bye.